Hearing the three words, "You have cancer," can change everything. Melanie McCallum, from Cambridge, just turned the big 5-0 when she heard them. "My birthday was in June 2019. I had a mammogram, and everything came back fine. There were no signs of breast cancer. No lumps, tumors, nothing," McCallum said. "My husband and I had our 25th wedding anniversary in September. We went to Italy for 2 weeks. It was so beautiful. And then we came back home. But in November, McCallum found a lump in her breast. I said to my husband, 'Do you feel this too?' He said, 'Yes.' I called my family doctor the next day. They obviously don't fool around. She wanted to see me right away," McCallum said. "I had the ultrasound. My doctor said it looked suspicious and that a biopsy was needed. But, McCallum was leaving for a week's holiday in the Bahamas. I thought if it's cancer, or not, I'm still going to the Bahamas. I might as well go and enjoy myself because if it is cancer, then I have a whole other issue ahead of me, for however long it might be," McCallum said. "When I came back, I went to the hospital. They did the biopsy. I just wanted to know without all of the coddling. I'm just not made that way." That's when McCallum heard those three words. In December, treatment began, including a full mastectomy and breast reconstruction at Cambridge Memorial Hospital, followed by months of chemotherapy and blood work. "Cambridge Hospital is so amazing. I was diagnosed on December 5th. Exactly a week later, I saw Dr. Heather McLeod, the surgeon who did my double mastectomy. 7 days after that, I saw Dr. Catherine Sawa, who was the plastic surgeon," McCallum said. In December, Dr. Sawa and team performed the first-ever innervated deep inferior epigastric perforator, deep, free-flap breast reconstruction in Waterloo region. "This is a relatively new technique where very small nerves in the chest and abdominal flap tissue are carefully dissected out and connected with microsurgery. Traditionally, deep-flap breast reconstruction restores breast shape. However, the tissue is numb because the nerves in the breast are cut at the time of mastectomy. This new technique can allow patients to restore sensation and feeling in their reconstructed breast." McCallum hopes others can benefit from these surgeries and cancer care at Cambridge Memorial Hospital. "Today, McCallum is cancer-free. On my quest to care raise funds for Cambridge Memorial Hospital, I want to ensure that other patients have the same access to care as I did. There's still time to donate to this year's Trees of Caring campaign. The initial goal of $15,000 has been exceeded, but McCallum said donations are being accepted until January 24th. Recounting her journey, McCallum said that when you have cancer, you don't want anything to be put on hold. You just want it out before it has the chance to spread. You are terrified with every ache and pain thinking that it has spread. Waiting for surgery, it's the longest wait you ever make," McCallum said. McCallum had her double mastectomy in February 2020. It was a 7.5-hour surgery, right before the pandemic struck. This was followed by chemotherapy treatments every week for 4 months, and then treatments every 3 weeks for a year, finishing in June of 2021. Normally, people who go through chemo always talk about having support and somebody there with them. "My husband was allowed in for the very first treatment. After that, I was on my own because of the pandemic. But during chemo, even though I went through it alone, my family was there to drive me to the hospital every morning. We would sit and have our morning ritual with Starbucks. And then, they would pick me up," McCallum said. "The challenging part was telling my kids. My son Cole was in college at the time. My daughter Lauren was finishing up her college degree. They had exams going on and it was tough because you don't want to interrupt their lives." McCallum works full-time as a regional vice president for a life insurance company. "It is busy. Prior to the pandemic, I was driving at least 200 kilometers a day and I was on the road almost every day. But now, of course, with the pandemic, it's all online now, but still very busy." McCallum said before her diagnosis, she had no idea that Cambridge Memorial Hospital offered cancer therapy or breast reconstruction. "When you hear those three words, you have cancer, you just want it taken out as quickly as possible. You don't want to wait," McCallum said. McCallum says cancer has changed her life. "Even at Christmas, I said to my family, who just love to shower me with presents, it's not about the presents. It's about being together and being with family. It has given me a new perspective and I appreciate every day." Prior to being diagnosed, McCallum worked out 6 days a week. I was a workout freak. Now, I go out for dinner and sometimes, I start with dessert. My husband said what? And I said yup, life is too short, McCallum said. Receiving treatment locally at Cambridge Memorial Hospital, you have comfort in knowing that you are home. I honestly feel that I received the best care. It's reassuring to know that we have wonderful doctors and nurses. McCallum is grateful to the doctors and the medical daycare team at Cambridge Memorial Hospital. No one really knows unless they have actually gone through it. I reached out to a few cancer survivors when I was diagnosed, and I now tell everyone that I am happy to share my story and I am happy to listen to anyone who needs it because I feel truly blessed. After hearing those three words, I know that everyone's journey is different. I am very humbled and happy to help in this way, McCallum said. My family and I are making a gift in honor of the staff and doctors at Cambridge Memorial Hospital that took care of me. To make a donation to the Cambridge Memorial Hospital's Trees for Caring fundraiser, go here.